You ordered the watchdog?
That's right.
All right, here he is. Sign here.
Where's the dog?
You're looking at him.
Isn't this a Mexican Chihuahua?
That's right, Mexican Chihuahua watchdog, straight from Mexico.
No, see, I wanted a big, you know, dog to guard my whole factory.
I'm all out of big. His name is Brutus, and if it gets below 70, you put this sweater and booties on him.
Sweater and booties?
And he only eats canned dog food, buddy.
Wait a minute. I went out and bought all these Gainsburgers here.
Not for this big fella. He only goes for moist and meaty canned dog food.
What?
And once in a while, a taco.
Yeah, but Gainsburgers in the cellophane package are moist and meaty, and I don't have to open any cans.
Hey, watchdogs is my business, pal.
Look, Brutus loves the Gainsburgers, see?
What's in there, guacamole dip?
No, meat byproducts and meat and vegetables and a lot of other good things, and all dogs love the terrific taste. Right, Brutus? How come he doesn't answer to his name?
Try Fluffy.
Fluffy? Oh, come on, I wanted a
I'm
big
all
dog.
Out of big.
Fluffy's not going to work out.
Moist and meaty Gainsburgers, the canned dog food without the can, in beef, cheese, and egg flavors.
Harry, look what came in the mail for you.
What is it?
A pink perfumed letter from Gloria June.
Oh, boy.
You son of a gun.
Oh, wow.
She accepted your proposal.
You think?
Yeah, open it.
No, I can't open it.
Why not?
Gloria June didn't use an Easter seal.
So what?
People have got to understand they just can't send a letter without an Easter seal.
This is Gloria June. It's your life, your love.
The... Boy, could she kiss and... Well, that's the way it goes.
Wait a minute.
Let's go to a movie.
People notice when you use Easter seals. It says, you're helping the Easter Seal Society help the handicapped.
Here you go, Bruno. Here's your last banana. Oh, leave go of my arm, Bruno. Banana's all bye-bye. No.
What do you do here at the zoo? Feed the gorilla?
Put me down, Bruno.
Boy, that looks like fun.
Sir, do you know anything about gorillas?
No, see, I work for A.O. Smith Manufacturing Data Systems.
Do you have any bananas?
No, we just have computer systems for analyzing inventory, purchasing, production, and delivery problems.
Whoa, I need help.
Oh, doesn't everybody? That's why so many people turn to A.O. Smith to solve the manufacturing problems.
Don't. Do that to my legs, Bruno.
For example, with an A.O. Smith manufacturing data system, you'd know the inventory of bananas, where to purchase them, and assure their prompt delivery. And how does he do that with your legs?
I can't take much more of this.
That's the beauty of our system. It relieves the pressure of the day-to-day operation. Oh, look, he thinks you're a piece of luggage.
A.O. Smith's manufacturing data system can solve manufacturing problems for you, too. Look in the yellow pages under data processing services.
You know what I would do? I'd roll up a newspaper and smack him on the fanny. Did you hear me, sir?
Charming party, Mrs. Uptown.
Thank you, Ambassador. Oh, Charles.
Yes.
Bring the Ambassador a drinky.
Here you are, sir.
This isn't a drinky. This is milk, disguised as a drinky.
That's right. And I'm not Charles. I am the milkman disguised as Charles.
Oh, the milkman. Good heavens, and without an invitation.
That's the problem, dear lady. One forgets to invite milk to social occasions.
But milk is for whittled children.
Wrong.
Milk's not for grown-up people who go to drinky parties.
Wrong again. Adults need help in building strong, healthy bodies.
You said bodies in front of Mrs. Uptight.
She doesn't have one?
No.
Oh. Well, as milkman, it's my duty to remind all of you that milk has calcium for building bones and vitamin A for making healthy skin.
Oh, skin.
Knock it off.
What do you want from us?
A simple pledge to remember that milk is an excellent source of nutrition regardless of your age,
social
status,
or
sex.
Mrs. Uptight fainted into the salmon loaf. Roll her into the
oven. Of all the things you do to your body, make sure one of them is milk. A message from the California Milk Advisory Board.
And so, Shirley, welcome to the stenographic pool.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions?
Yes. May I be excused to go to Dayton's fabulous warehouse sale?
Mr. Shirley, you've only been with the firm 5
minutes.
Well,
I know, but Dayton's has this big sale.
No.
Appliances.
No.
Furniture.
No, just get to work, Shirley.
Right.
Yes, what?
Sir, I forgot. My sister is getting... Let's see, married, so can I go to
Dayton? No, you're going to Dayton's warehouse sale.
Oh, great, thank you, sir.
Shirley, get to your shorthand.
Okay. Sir.
Yes?
I don't want to panic you or anything, but I think an earthquake is due any second, so could I...
No. What now?
Oh, I think my appendix is back. Oh, my son.
Mr. Shirley, the only way you're going to get out of here to go to Dayton's fabulous warehouse sale is by being fired, understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Fathead.
You're fired.
Thank you. You won't regret this, sir.
Pardon me, sir. Would you step over here to the patrol car, please?
Oh, hello, officer.
You have business in this neighborhood, sir?
Yes, I live four blocks from here. It's the brick colonial with the crack in the driveway. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing out this time of night, sir?
Well, I got all ready for bed. See, and darn if I didn't forget to pick up a copy of Time magazine at the newsstand today.
What type of coat would you call that, sir?
This is a house coat. See, I spilled cocoa on mine, and I just grabbed my wife's. I guess the puffy sleeves look a little silly.
Do you want to get in the car, sir?
In the car. See, I just don't go to bed without a Time movie review or something from the Modern Living section.
Yes, sir.
I tried reading something else, but there isn't anything like Time.
No.
Do you know, officer, how many editorial awards Time magazine has won?
No, sir.
And Time is so respected. I'm a firm believer, along with Winston Churchill, that you are what you read.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please don't send me up the river just for wearing puffy sleeves.
You're home, sir.
I will. Oh, thank you. God bless. Okay, bye.
Time makes everything more interesting, including you.
All you had to do was pull a switch and raise a bridge.
Oh, I know that, Commissioner.
You were trained to raise bridges.
I said I'm sorry.
Well, as Commissioner of Bridges and Sidewalks, it is my duty to...
There was a reason, you know.
What?
I was reading a magazine.
It is my duty
Not just any magazine, a Time magazine. You know you just don't look up when you're
you
reading
You do if
Time.
It's a 40-ton banana boat from Guatemala.
I didn't see it.
When it's sitting and tooting in front of a bridge for an hour and a half.
Sir, you get caught up in a Time magazine. What are your interests? Theater, art, music, books, cinema? It's all there in Time magazine.
This taxidermy.
Oh. Well, Time is a lot more color photography. Maybe there's a picture of something being stopped. Let's take a look here and see.
It is my duty.
Sir, it was a Time magazine. It's not like I was caught with my hands down in my pants in the till.
Good grief, man. The boat had to turn around, go all the way back to Guatemala.
You know, I've had a perfect record for 11 years.
We haven't had a boat here in Herndon, Iowa for 11 years.
Well, that's being picky.
It is my duty.
One lousy mistake, you're making a big...
Time makes everything more interesting, including you.
All right, everybody, let's take the peak jingle again from the top, fellas.
Peak antifreeze is really nice. It protects your car from heat and ice.
Okay, fine. Now let's...
Pardon me, Mr. Music Director.
What?
I'm up here in the booth.
Oh.
Could I give you a constructive comment on your song?
Well,
The name Peak is a good one, but people would remember it better if it was Peek-a-Boo.
Peek-a-Boo,
right.
Thank you very much.
Now, another thing.
What?
Well, if you're talking antifreeze protection for a car on the inside of its little engine...
Yeah, pardon me,
ma'am. Why don't you tell them it's like chicken soup for your car? You know my meaning?
Ma'am, I don't know how you got in here or who you are, but...
Natalie Morton. My son's a big vice president at Peak. So what do you think?
From the top, fellas.
Peek-a-boo with Peak, and you'll go far. It's like chicken soup for your car.
That's better.
Peak antifreeze coolant. We got you through the winter of 76. We'll get you through the summer of 77.
So, Mr. Searle, as I understand it, you'll pour from the decanters...
Into the little glasses,
and
yes.
And just by looking at the color...
Sniffing the bouquet...
And tasting the delicate flavor... You can tell our audience...
The source, as it were.
All right. So, now you're pouring the glasses of milk.
Milk, right. Now, glass number one... is from a Holstein.
Drinking milk.
I'd say black with a white tail, born 1974, lives about 10 miles from Petaluma.
Milk.
Excellent body, the milk, not Mr. Mukau.
Mr. Searle, I
Next,
didn't...
An unpretentious libation recently squeezed from a Jersey.
Mr. Searle, we don't care about milk.
You're right. Not enough people care about milk.
No, I mean...
Milk is an excellent source of nutrition, has vitamins, and that's why so many grown-ups interested in good health are drinking milk.
See, we thought you'd be tasting something else, and you'd tell us exactly where it comes from.
Good grief, man. You don't know?
What?
Milk comes from touching cows in certain places.
I didn't mean
Hold
that.
Your fingers upside down. I'll try to show you how this works.
Of all the things you do to your body, make sure one of them is milk. A message from the California Milk Advisory Board.
This sure is a comfortable airplane, isn't it?
Yes. You know, if it wasn't for Air Florida's incredibly smooth flights, I couldn't stay in showbiz.
Is that right?
Canelli's the name. I'll tell you something about trained fleas. They're very fussy.
Trained fleas?
That's why our flea circus flies Air Florida all over Florida. How about you?
I don't have any fleas.
I mean, Air Florida has 727 jet service. That's why they can fly these planes so smooth.
The fleas?
The pilots.
Do you have them with you?
The pilots?
The fleas.
Look in this matchbox here. What do you see?
Nothing.
Look again. Margot Phillips is finally having her baby.
What?
That's her own personal physician by her side there.
Are you serious?
Dr. Feldman has delivered millions.
Wow, I thought fleas...
What? Sing and dance and pull little wagons?
Yeah, no, I mean...
Stewardess, can you get some fresh coffee for Dr. Feldman when he comes out of delivery? Oh, look, it's a boy.
Really?
Make it champagne, stewardess.
Champagne?
Complimentary on some flights.
Look, can I ask you something?
Of course.
How can you tell it's a boy?
Blue booties.
Oh, yeah.
Say,
Air Florida. When it comes to comfortable jet service... We deliver.
Oh, I get it.
Say. Hi, Harry. Long time no see.
Oh, hi, George.
Congratulations, you son of a gun.
What?
Buying a bottle of Lancer's Rosé, huh?
Oh, right.
What is it, a boy or girl?
What?
Come on, everybody knows people only buy Lancer's Rosé for special occasions. What's yours?
Oh, it's no occasion. Imagine I just enjoy the taste of Lancer's Rosé for dinner.
Ah, it's your birthday.
No.
Lancer's Rosé, let's see. It's you bowled a perfect game.
Really, there isn't any.
If I guess, you'll let me know.
I don't have...
You inherited a bundle of bucks.
No, listen, Madge is waiting,
Your brother-in-law finally moved out.
We just want the Lancer's Rosé for dinner, that's...
You sure you guys didn't have a baby?
I told you... Yes, we did, yes.
Boy or girl?
Girl. Girls.
Two girls?
Three, four girls.
Quadruplets?
Right, and I was up all night with them going coo and patty cake, and I'm tired and I gotta go.
Harry, I've been waiting. Oh, hello, George.
Hi, Madge. Harry was just telling me about the four girls who kept him up all night.
Madge, see, what happened is, George, Madge!
You don't need a special reason to enjoy a special taste. Lancer's Rosé Dinner Wine, imported by Hublin, Hartford, Connecticut.
Boys, it warms the cockles of my heart to have you both home for the holiday season.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm so glad you put your differences behind agreed to talk to each other again after 10 long years.
I don't even remember what it was we ever argued about. I'm just glad we're all together.
Boys, as a special treat, I made my famous
pumpkin pie.
And I'm topping each piece with a dollop of delicious Ryder brand whipping cream.
Mom.
Yes, Normie.
You gave Billy a bigger dollop of Ryder whipping cream than you gave me.
Now, Normie, I did not.
She did not, Normie.
Yeah, she did. Look, see?
Okay, here's a little more Ryder whipping cream for you, Normie.
Mommy?
Yes, Billy?
How come Normie gets more Ryder whipping cream than me?
Because Mom loves me more than you, that's why.
She does not.
Does, too.
Does not.
Does, too.
Normie, Billy, stop it this minute.
Sorry, Mommy.
You know I feel the same way about both of you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I can't stand either one of you.
What?
You're both grounded for a week. Go to your room.
Let's go, pronto, Mom.
Ryder brand whipping cream. Pure, natural, nothing artificial. Look for it in your grocer's dairy case.
You have dial tone yet, Dad?
No dial tone.
Phil, aren't you proud of Davey?
Proud.
Yesterday in rubber pants, today building a phone system for your small business.
Check dial tone.
Nothing.
Oh, the paperclip fell off. Stand by.
Helen, let me call 1-800-247-7000, AT&T Small Business Connection.
He's a mechanical genius. He'll do it. You'll do it, sweetheart.
What?
AT&T's new push-button savings plan with its buying and leasing options means I can afford a quality AT&T Merlin system.
I'll just stretch this rubber band out.
Take your time, sweetheart.
And AT&T's Small Business Connection specialists will help me choose the right financing options.
Dad?
I'll have a great phone at a great price.
Okay, press 9.
9.
An asterisk.
Asterisk.
And a plus sign.
And...
Davey!
Yeah?
Show your dad the idea for your computer.
Made out of a shoebox and an egg beater?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Great, Dad. You see, you take the egg beater and you plug it in.
3 days ago, Helene began her vinegar and prune soup diet. Helene, where's the paper, hon?
Do I look like the paper boy?
Helene's a tiny bit on edge.
Mom, what's the matter?
Do I look like a psychiatrist?
There are easier ways to enjoy food and slim down. The Budget Gourmet Slimline Entrees. Sirloin of beef, tasty mandarin chicken, and more. All around $1.79 and under 300 calories.
Mom, can we use your dress to play circus tent?
The Budget Gourmet Slimline Entrees. One of man's lighter creations.
Pam, the 1986 RS Cadillac Eldorado is gorgeous.
You like it?
Love it. The lower front end gives it a real European look. Yeah. You know, you're making the right decision.
Wrong.
What?
Excuse the eavesdropping of the next table, girlies, but there's no such car as the RS Eldorado.
Wrong.
What?
The RS Eldorado is custom-made exclusively for Roger Penske Cadillac and Downey.
Oh, why don't we see if we can get
a... Listen, what do you want with a Cadillac anyway? You babes can get a cute little rabbit to go shopping, get your nails done. They're reasonable, too.
Well, it's not a question of money.
Oh, okay. Then why don't you get a Beamer? That's what I drive.
The dull gray one in the parking lot?
Right.
With the fuzzy dyes?
Yeah, that's mine.
Well, I prefer the Penske RS Eldorado. It's elegant and luxurious.
With a little more get-up-and-go.
Yeah. You sound like you're two really together chicks. Want to work for me?
What do you do?
I'm the third assistant night manager at the All Night Laundry. What do you dollies do?
I'm a lawyer, and Lisa is a superior court judge.
Gee, look at the time. I gotta go pick up some soap on the way back to the laundry. Nice talking
to you. Bye.
Roger Penske Cadillac, where leadership meets performance and the 605 meets the 5 in Downey.
Some hotels are big on prices, but short on manners and amenities.
Hi, my name's Pred. I have a reservation.
What, do you want a medal?
No, I just want to check in. No reason to be rude.
Sure it is.
Sheffield Hotels, on the other hand, offer superb service and comfortable rooms at reasonable prices. Perfect for business travelers who need a place to kick back and relax. Not like some hotels.
Can someone help me carry my bags upstairs?
Something wrong with your arms?
Now?
Well?
Well, can someone at least show me the way to my room?
Something wrong with your eyes?
Sheffield is Alaska's biggest hotel chain. And chances are, wherever you're going, there's a Sheffield hotel with a wonderful restaurant, a relaxing lounge, and courteous professional service. Unlike...
Hi, this is Mr. Pratt in room 201.
So?
I have a business meeting tomorrow in Juneau, and I'd like a wake-up call.
What time?
7 o'clock.
Too early.
What?
I don't get up that early.
Well... What time do you get up?
What time does all my children come on?
Why?
That's when I get up.
I can't believe this.
Next time you travel for business or pleasure, don't settle for anything less than a Sheffield hotel.
Morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Mr.
Doctor. Dr. Benson.
Oh, you're a doctor. This your first time at a Primacare Medical Center?
Uh-huh.
What seems to be the,
Yesterday, while playing golf, my cart hit a gopher hole and I fell into the water hazard near the ninth green.
And now you have a cold.
Uh-huh.
What are these tread marks across your back?
The doctor in the cart behind me couldn't stop in time.
Oh, I see.
I considered treating myself, but I'm so busy I never would have gotten an appointment.
Well, appointments aren't necessary at Primacare Medical Centers.
And so convenient. You have centers everywhere.
Yes, all over the Metroplex area.
I thought of asking my partner to treat me, but he's at a tummy tuck convention in Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. Is this going to be expensive?
Primacare rates are very competitive.
How the heck do you do it? You offer the same range of services I do. X-ray, blood tests, checkups.
Even cuts and broken bones.
And you're open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
7 days a week.
When do you guys play golf? Have fun. Fool around.
A say-ah, please.
What's that?
A tongue depressor.
Is that going to hurt?
Not at all.
Yeah, sure. That's what I always say.
Primacare Medical Centers. Your neighborhood family physicians.
Want another beer, Wally?
Ted.
Yeah, Wally?
How in the heck do you do it?
Order beer?
You're so darn popular and successful.
Oh, not really.
Hey, you've only been with our ad agency for a year.
9 months.
You've had 3 promotions.
4.
The president of the agency knows your first name.
Had a date with his daughter last night.
How do you do it?
Well, Wally, in the ad game, you just got to know what's happening.
Hello, Teddy. Nice job on the Bushmacher account.
Hi, Gloria. Want to meet my pal, Wally?
No.
See what I mean?
Wally, you know what this is.
Adweek magazine.
Adweek magazine, and I'm never without Adweek. You know why?
Hi, Teddy.
Hi, Phil. Because Adweek keeps me on top. It's concise, compact, written for busy ad people.
Hi, Teddy. Your kitty litter commercials are awesome.
Thanks, Jill. Want to say hi to my friend Wally?
No.
See, people just don't
A care. Lot of people like you, Wally.
Who?
Just try and read Adweek.
You're telling me if I read Adweek, I'll be popular just like you.
Get serious, Wally. I'm 6'2", good-looking, you're dumpy, unkempt, and wear ugly plaid coats.
I didn't think just reading Adweek likes ad people.
Norm Ballone is a retailer. He doesn't use radio because...
Can't see things in radio.
So to show him that hearing is seeing, we blindfolded Norm and tied him to a chair in his living room.
What are you doing?
We're sawing a hole in your floor, Norm.
Listen, I know radio works. It's okay, really.
Now we're filling the hole with water.
I like radio, I do.
Now we're throwing alligators and sharks in the hole.
Oh, no, please, take off the blindfold.
So, Norm, still think you can't see things on radio?
Well, not like TV.
All right, I can see!
A message from this station and the Radio Advertising Bureau.